Good morning. While it was not completely cloudy overnight, clouds and a warm southerly breeze won out, and temperatures stayed in the 50s and lower 60s across most of interior New York and New England. It's actually kind of muggy outside for early November, out ahead of a cold front that's currently sweeping through western and central New York. Along and ahead of the front, showers have broken out across most of the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, and parts of the I-88 corridor from about Oneonta south and west toward Binghamton. These showers are steadily heading east and into the rest of New York and will arrive in New England after the morning drive. So it looks like we'll have a round of wet weather as the front passes by. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will go up a few more degrees, and most everyone will top out in the middle 60s. Behind the front, for the second half of the day today, things will dry out from west to east, and we'll have a return to sunshine by the end of the day, although with the wind flipping around to the west-northwest, it'll turn cooler, with temperatures sliding back through the 60s and into the 50s. High pressure will build in tonight and skies will continue to clear out. It'll be chilly with the wind diminishing. Temperatures will drop all the way back into the lower and middle 30s. This will set us up for a dry, sunny start to the weekend tomorrow. Gradually, though, some high clouds will stream in out ahead of the next disturbance. It'll be dry through the entire day on Saturday with highs much cooler and only in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken with some showers possible late Saturday night and by Sunday morning. It'll be milder with lows in the lower 40s. On Sunday, warmer air will flow in, but so will clouds, and scattered showers will be common from time to time through the morning and into the afternoon, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. In fact, it'll remain mild Sunday night into Monday, and much like today, highs will be in the mid-60s with showers likely to open up next week. Drier and even cooler air will flow in behind that system for the middle part of next week, highs in the lower 50s with a stiff northwest breeze Tuesday and a return to sunshine, and mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday of next week, but highs only in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, more unsettled and stormy weather across much of the Pacific Northwest, the Northern Rockies, and parts of the Northern Plains today as a strong trough of low pressure arrives across the Northwest and ushers in substantially colder temperatures and a broad area of precipitation, including some heavy snow. Some of the heaviest snow will occur over the Cascades and Bitterroots of the Northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings are in effect with up to 1 to 2 feet of snow in the mountains of Wyoming. Snow is also expected to streak out across parts of the northern high plains into the weekend. And Typhoon Damrae is located about 325 miles southwest of Da Nang, Vietnam, with 85-mile-per-hour sustained winds and gusts to 105 miles per hour. Damrae is expected to intensify a bit more in the South China Sea over the next 6 to 12 hours before making landfall over southern Vietnam late tonight, possibly as the southern part of the country's strongest typhoon in 16 years. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 43 degrees, with a southwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 62 degrees, the dew point 56, 80% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, showers ending, then partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 68 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 58, that's 14 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.04 of an inch for the month, and 37.37 inches for the year, which is 4.01 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low 35, the record high 75 set in 1990, and the record low 20 in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 7:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:45 p.m., 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers this morning, drying out with some sun by late afternoon, highs in the mid-60s early, then temperatures fall during the rest of the day, clearing tonight with lows around 30 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing clouds and breezy with a round of showers in the middle of the day today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers this morning, then drying out late this afternoon with some sunshine, temperatures reaching into the lower to mid-60s, then falling back into the 50s the second half of the day. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the middle of the day, then drying out late this afternoon with some sunshine, temperatures topping out in the mid-60s, then falling later on into the 50s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the middle of the day, then drying out with some sunshine later this afternoon. Temperatures topping out in the mid-60s, then fall back through the 60s and into the 50s before the day is over. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, dry but much cooler, around 50. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Sunday, upper 50s to around 60. More clouds and showers Monday, breezy and mild, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler Tuesday, lower 50s. And mostly sunny but chilly Wednesday and Thursday, both days in the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.